I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm exploring my more than 60-year journey in the musical world, a journey with no end in sight. And we started out at the beginning in Boston and Massachusetts and Dedham, Massachusetts, where I grew up, and where I started listening to music on the radio and got introduced to bluegrass music, hillbilly music, rhythm and blues, gospel music, and jazz. And that was all through the radio. And then I started finding music on my own in a bookstore, of all places, in Boston, called the Book Clearing House. And they had folk music, and I started listening to people like Leadbelly and Big Bill Brunsey and the folk music of the Southern Appalachians. And it just one thing led to another. And I graduated from high school in 1956 and went off to college in Amherst College in western Massachusetts. It was about 100 miles west of where I grew up, but I might have been on the moon because I didn't have cars in those days. It was us poor students. And there I was on my own, and I decided I better spend my time studying for the first year or so. I didn't do much in the way of music. And then I started was listening to the college radio station, WAMF, and there seemed to be some kind of hipsters over there, and I got to know some of them, and they were into modern jazz. So I exchanged my Hank Williams records for their Miles Davis records. Miles Davis there with Sonny Rollins and Horace Silver on keyboards, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on drums, but not for me. And you wouldn't have to be any kind of a modern jazz aficionado or any, know too much about anything, and I certainly didn't, but I knew I was hearing some great musicians at the top of their form having a really good time. And that's something I've always responded to in music, and here I was again. And I'm going to listen to another Miles Davis thing here, and this is with Milt Jackson. Kenny Clark and Percy Heath were part of the original modern jazz quartet, as was Milt Jackson on the vibraphone, and his nickname was Bags. I don't know why they called him Bags. Maybe he had bags under his eyes, or maybe his bags were always packed. I don't know. At any rate, this is Miles Davis with Milt Jackson on Bags Groove. Thank you. Jag's Groove there with Miles Davis, Milt Jackson, Thelonious Monk on keyboards, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on drums, and swinging all the way. You know, when I listened to this again, since 55 years ago, I first listened to this music, and what I still get out of it is phrasing and timing. And that's something that is so crucial to music and has been so beneficial to me in my own life. So that's what I'm still hearing from these records. And I also have to mention, as you know, I've spent a lot of my life in music, either recording music or producing records. And the engineer on these Miles Davis tracks we just heard was a man named Rudy Van Gelder, and he worked for Prestige Records in New York. And these are wonderfully recorded records, and you just have to give him credit for capturing the energy and vitality of these musicians when they were at their height. So I have to mention old Rudy Van Gelder there. And